With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. The government has initiated a nationwide drought relief program allocating 1.6 billion Namibia dollars to help communities affected by severe drought. However, the brief reports that there is a funding gap of 482 million Namibia dollars. The drought has severely impacted agriculture and livestock, resulting in food insecurity and water shortages. The relief program will provide food aid, livestock support and water provisions to affected communities. Conservancies affected by the recent mining activities have been granted approval to hold a peaceful demonstration at the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism offices today. They'll hand over a petition to the Executive Director against mining in their rhino sanctuary. Here's the manager for Uibisan Tweefontein Conservancy, Laurentia Naubes.
We have seen that the ministries did not look into the policies that is established already on the ground, which is the game management and utilization plans, which are in place. So according to our zonation, the area where this mining is going on is our exclusive wildlife and tourism area where our black rhinos are breeding. We want to conserve our rhinos. We cannot lose our valuable assets with the rhinos on the mining that is going on in the area. So this is why we want to urge the ministry to coordinate with the direct so that they see what is on the ground and then not to destroy things that we have been conserving for almost 25 years.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says BRICS nations must leverage innovation and connectivity to drive greater regional development.
We should use the BRICS platform to contribute to social, economic, cultural development of our peoples. The African Continental Free Trade Area will make a huge contribution itself to unlock opportunities for trade and investment for local and global businesses.
And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris believes former President Donald Trump wants unchecked power in a potential second term.
Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. Those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there to rein him in.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.